Exclusive: VA took months to fire an employee who assaulted a Vietnam veteran. By Christina Wong on August 25, 2022. A Georgia Department of Veterans Affairs VA employee who assaulted a Vietnam veteran at one of the VA's outpatient facilities in Atlanta was fired, Breitbart News has learned. The firing came a month after Representative Chip Roy, RTX, pressed the agency for accountability. The VA employee in question, Lauren Sefgiar, was captured on surveillance camera beating the 73-year-old Vietnam veteran on April 28, 2022. Months later, after WSB-TV released video of the assault on June 20, the VA announced they suspended him without pay on June 23. Roy sent VA Secretary Dennis McDonough a letter on June 27, first reported by Breitbart News, demanding to know what further actions the VA took against Gayar. Roy wrote, "Our reports indicate that Mr. Gayar is still employed by the Virginia this after his victim, veteran Philip Webb, suffered several injuries and was hospitalized for 3 days with a brain bleed as a result of the assault. The VA must take immediate action to hold this employee accountable. The least of which is removing him as an employee of the Virginia. An incident such as this should never again happen, and the VA must take all necessary steps to ensure that it never does. Every veteran who walks through the doors of the VA facility should be treated with the utmost respect worthy of their service to our country." The VA responded to Roy just this week, on Tuesday, August 23, telling him that they fired him a month after the congressman sent his letter. In their response to Roy, the VA revealed that they learned of the assault on the same day it occurred, April 28. The Atlanta VA police arrested Gayar the same day and transported him to the Atlanta City Detention Center. After his release, Gayar returned to work and was detailed out of the Fort McPherson Clinic on May 9, but put on administrative duties at the Atlanta VA Medical Center while the charges were pending, the VA said. The VA revealed it did not issue an administrative action against Gayar until June 22, 2 days after the video of the assault aired on WSB-TV. The VA also revealed it proposed another administrative action on June 27, the same day Roy sent the letter to the Virginia. The VA revealed Gayar was not removed from federal service until July 28, 1 month after Roy sent his letter. Roy said in a statement to Breitbart News, "I'm glad this individual is no longer employed by the Virginia. However, the question why it took the VA months to officially fire this employee still remains. If this happened in the private sector, the employee would have been fired on the spot. Why should the VA be any different? Our veterans deserve better. That's why I introduced H.R. 8550, the Public Service Reform Act, to make all federal bureaucrats at will employees more accountable to the American people." Roy serves on the House Committee for Veterans Affairs. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.